The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, Justin's one of our core guys, as you know, and our goal, you know, since I got here is to sign him to a long-term deal. And so we've had good discussions with his agent. You know, I don't know if we'll get a deal done or not, but that's our goal. And he's the type of guy we want to extend.
There's George Payton. And this is the difference between you and I, Chad. Chad Brown in for Mark. As a former player, you've been through negotiations. Your agents have been through negotiations. Me as a fan and somebody that covers sports, what I heard was the enthusiasm in George Payton's voice.
It's clear. It's undeniable.
The conviction in talking about guys like Justin Simmons, Vaughn Miller, Shelby Harris, that these guys are going to be back. That's what I heard, but you heard something different.
No, I think Justin Simmons is going to be back. I think they really want to try to work something out. I think with the other guys, I felt, even through the enthusiasm, the word choice was different for Justin Simmons. I think that's a definite. The others are still, oh, we'll see how it all turns out.
But even with Simmons, there was a little bit about, in terms of if you, I mean, he will be back. It's either the franchise tag or a long-term deal. The question is, the long-term deal. And even Payton, with all his enthusiasm for Simmons, did leave in that certain, hey, you know, we're going to try to make it work type.
Yeah, I mean, you
caveat.
He's still in the middle of negotiations. I don't know what was the last time you negotiated something from the position of power. You certainly don't give out extra information about where you are in your stance. That's not how it works. So far, George Payton has proven to me that he is a GM who understands the public part of the job.
Right.
We'll see.
Yes, good point.
We'll see how he does in free agency. We'll see how he does in the draft. But the public-facing part of the job, he's got that down.
I'll tell you what, for a guy who's been an assistant GM for all these years and never was the front guy doing all those press conferences, and everything, he's a very polished media speaker.
Yes.
Very good.
And even in the situation like this where he's trying to couch his words and play both sides of it, he makes you walk away thinking, he's genuinely excited. He does see this team as a sleeping giant.
Okay, let me quickly, yes or no, these guys back or not? Back. Justin Simmons.
Yes.
Long-term deal?
Yes.
Okay, Vaughn Miller.
I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of growl there. Yeah. All right, Shelby Harris.
Yes.
Kareem Jackson.
No.
Yeah, there was definitely a line in his commentary about Kareem Jackson that rang bells with me that said, we'd love to have him back, but it'll have to be at our price.
Right.
He's going to have to take a pay cut.
Yeah,
okay, next on the Morning Brew.
Well, obviously, we're always looking to bring in players at all positions that can raise the level of competition. And, you know, the quarterback is no different in that regard. Until we get... Or until Drew proves to be the next.
It wasn't an easy answer for him. For Vic Fangio talking about Drew Locke.
He got off script.
And he got
like,
off script.
Oh, man, I got to find my soft, perfect words here. What do I say?
Where do I get back? Where are we talking points? Talking about bullet points. Where are they? Bullet points. No. What kind of quarterback do you think Vic Fangio wants for a year in which we all seem to believe is a make or break year for him? After all, despite the glowing things that George Payton had to say about Vic Fangio, that is not his guy. So, what do you think Vic Fangio really wants when it comes to quarterback?
A guy that doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't put his defense in bad spots. I think every defensive coach is going to say probably those exact words when asked about a quarterback. Does he throw for 5,000 yards or 3,000 yards? Just don't turn the ball over.
Right.
Don't put me and my side of the ball in bad positions, kid. That's what I want from you.
I can't imagine a guy who is a potential lame duck coach is entirely comfortable with Drew Locke. He definitely wouldn't want a draft pick. I think barring being able to get Deshaun Watson, he's probably somebody who loves the idea of bringing in a veteran quarterback. Loves the idea of bringing in a Ryan Fitzpatrick or an Andy Dalton or somebody like that. Veteran quarterbacks?
Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick, some of the turnover issues with him are still there. So I don't know if sure Vic would be stoked about that one. But yeah, you definitely have to bring a veteran just to give the young kid the threat that we've got somebody else to go to if you keep throwing the ball to the other team.
Next on the Morning Brew.
To go 4-0 on this road trip going into the break was really important for us. I believe this is the first time since 2011 and 12 that a Nuggets team has gone on the road and gone undefeated playing four or more games. So I give our players a ton of credit.
There he is, Michael Malone.
I keep forgetting how they love anymore.
Yeah, the Nuggets are playing easily their best basketball of the year, and what do you know? A team that was awful defensively early on in the season. During this four-game winning streak, they've allowed 96, 112, 97, and 103 points. Much better defensively. And what have we been saying for 2 years now? In order for this team to be able to be a legitimate championship contender, they have to have a big three. They have to find somebody to run and be able to be consistent with Jokic and Murray. Well, Michael Porter Jr. has to be that guy, and during this four-game winning streak, he scored 20, 17, 11, and 24 points. How about the rebounds? 10, 15, 7, and 11. There you go.
That's good.
There you go.
And I think the key word in all that you said there was consistency. This Nuggets team has shown flashes over the last couple of years, but now I think consistency is part of what they bring almost every night.
Good way to go into the All-Star break. They're off for the next week. Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, we were not very good in the first half. We were soft with the ball. We were soft passing the ball. We were soft finishing. You know, we were lucky to be up one at halftime. But our guys really responded in the second half. So really proud of them. We got all 27 games in, which is an accomplishment. A lot of teams didn't do that. So I'm really proud of what these guys have accomplished this year and the way they've done it. And there's more basketball to be played.
Another great season for Tad Boyle's Buffs.
Yeah.
20-win season. They got to 20 wins last night with a 75-61 win over Arizona State at the Coors Event Center. It was senior night. Guys like McKinley Wright. Got to, what a great, if you get a chance to find it, the embrace between McKinley Wright and Tad Boyle after the game.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
You know, that journey that, you know, he as a young man becoming a man during those 4 years. You know what that's all about, the impact that college can have and what a coach can do for you during those 4 years. But here's what makes me excited about the Buffs. They, you know, unlike the last couple of years where they kind of limped down the stretch, they've won four in a row. To finish off the regular season, now comes the Pac-12 tournament. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, are you somebody as an alum who are you getting a bit greedy when it comes to the basketball program? For all the success that they've had, do you want to see it now translate into a deep NCAA tournament run? Are you at the point now where you're kind of demanding that?
Yes.
Expecting that?
Yeah. Tremendous respect for Tad and the program that he's built. The hug, I think, demonstrates that awesome part of being a college coach versus being a professional coach, that journey of taking these teenagers into becoming men. But to your point, yes, we have seen tournament bids. We've seen them kind of, you know, be on the bubble a few years in the past. Now, you got to make a bit of a run.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's a run that will be sustained for a while now. That run into the tournament then gets you the next level of recruits.
Yep.
You can continue to build this program. I don't think no one ever expected CU to be a dominant basketball program. Tad has been built a consistent winner up there,
mm-hmm.
but now we want to see a consistent tournament team.
Yeah. It just feels like it's time for him to deliver a Sweet 16 run. That's it. I'm not looking for you to cut down the nets when it's all said and done. But I think winning a couple of games again to the Sweet 16 for where this program has been the last few years and what they've been able to build, I think that's a realistic expectation. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Don't ever, ever put Cecil Lammy in a corner. He'll join us coming up next.